Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
What has been your brother's reluctance? Because you've been on record right from the get-go, from the time you bought him the car, that that's what you'd prefer that he do.
Yeah, absolutely, John. I believe the mayor should have a car, no matter if it was Rob or the next 10 mayors. It's just part of the job. You're busy. You're driving along. You got to focus on the next meeting, run through briefing notes, and that's my opinion.
But why hasn't he been listening to you, the big brother?
Well, I'm not too sure. I think he keeps throwing up Hazel McKellian doesn't have a driver, so I don't know. I think that excuse is getting lame now, but I think it also comes down to saving the taxpayers' money. He's cut his staff. I guess David Miller had 27 staff. He's at 17 staff. He cut it by $700,000, the office budget. And I told him I think he made a big mistake on that side as well. He cut it bare bones. I cut it more than the councillors cut their office budget. So I have no problem, and I fully understand he wants to be fiscally prudent with the tax dollars, but
Is he also philosophically opposed to driving himself around or having somebody drive him around?
Yeah, the other day we were going down to the Taste of the Danforth, and I said, you know, I'm driving. And I was going to hop in his car and drive, and he wasn't going to go for it. So we're going to work on it. We're going to get this done hell or high water. We're going to get him a driver and, you know, just get his existing staff that goes with him. The ironic thing about this, John, he has staff with him in the car but won't let him drive. So
does your mother have any influence?
No, everyone's on to him. We're going to get this done one way or another. And I told Rob it doesn't have to be 24/7. You have to go to the grocery store at 8 o'clock at night. You know, it's a different story, but during the day someone should be there picking you up, because he has staff that goes with him anyways.
All right, on the political question of from what budget this driver gets paid from, have you got any thoughts on that? Should it come from his personal office? Should it come from council suggesting that he have one and that the city provide him with one so that Mike Del Grande can build it in? Or should it come from a police security detail?
Well, there's three areas, and you mentioned all three. One being he could take it from his own office budget. I know his office budget is super, super tight right now. The other option is the council could appoint X amount of dollars for any mayor, not just Rob. And the third is the police. The police have a unit for when dignitaries come into the city. If not, you wouldn't be taking a police officer off the streets, but you'd have a two-for-one special, have a security detail being the driver as well. But I just think, a mayor in the size of this city, it's the fourth largest next to New York, L.A., and Chicago, North America, you need that.
Does your brother even understand the kind of public concern that goes along with the revelations that have taken place? You know, talking on the phone, the picture showing him reading in the back of the car. He seems to be perplexed that that's even an issue with anybody.
No, I think they caught him off guard the other day in the middle of the conference on in Chicago. And I guess they always want to throw in a little zinger there. But no, he understands it, and he understands that he's going to lose this battle with everyone.
Okay, Doug. So, thanks. Okay, Doug. That's great. Thank you.
That's great. Thanks, John.
Bye.